Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my social media contacts who was happy with the outcome of the Chauvin murder trial, where Derek Chauvin was found guilty of second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter, had written me saying people should not be celebrating. But this, you know, there's a lot of tragedies that surrounded what happened. And something that we've talked about on the show, and as we've watched the trial, is there's a lot of topics and subjects that came up that have been so long overdue and being addressed. And still, because of the tragedy of what happened with George Floyd and all the issues going on currently, you know, with police departments and defunding and, you know, people not wanting to become police officers and crime in rising in multiple cities, I feel a little anxious. I think a lot of people feel anxious that not a lot has been resolved in terms of a lot of the woes and issues we have in society. And for those people that have been very anxious over the last few months and very saddened by everything that has been going on, I think a lot of us feel that way, and we haven't realized why. So first and foremost, for those of us watching, and even before the trial, you know, we saw a 46-year-old man die. That's not easy. Seeing George Floyd die, seeing him cry for his last breath, it was tragic, was terrifying. And his death was witnessed by millions. Kids saw him die. Now, a lot of parents out there don't want their kids to be able to see these types of things. But in this day and age, even though some people feel the video footage helped, it was, you know, it was advantageous to have video footage, we live in a society where your last breaths on air can be plastered all over the internet. And that's tragic. That's tragic. You don't have the privacy. You don't have that, you know, you don't have that solemnness. You don't have that lack of scrutiny and memes and all sorts of other stuff that unfortunately come with social media, you know, getting a hold of footage. And you saw kids, not only kids witness the death on the sidewalk, but witness the video footage. And it's an issue of, you know, what we have now in terms of, rather than hearing of a murder or a death or a homicide, it's at your kids' fingertips. We also have the issue of the tragedy of, we have millions of people out there who are suffering from drugs and drug use and drug abuse and the demons that come with drugs. A meth and fentanyl combo is a very, very common combo we are seeing in ERs, we are seeing now in the communities. And it worsens the opioid overdose deaths, which, by the way, has risen, because the meth might not make the average person look like they're going to pass out or need oxygen. They're going to look high. They're going to look energized. They could also interfere. That meth could interfere with the Narcan. This is something that has to be addressed. Doctors have been asking for this to be addressed, and unfortunately, it's not. What we saw with the Derek Chauvin trial is multiple issues coming up. Counterfeit. We have problems in business, in commerce, with counterfeit money. And not just people bringing in counterfeit money, but as you saw during the trial, the manager made the employee go and accost George Floyd when it came to the counterfeit money. We have a counterfeit problem, and which makes a lot of people uneasy, because nobody wants to call the police, which is a whole other issue. People are afraid to call the police. They think they're going to die. We have communities that are fearful of calling the police because they think they're going to be killed. We have police who are putting their lives on the line every day. Police, with even a simple traffic stop, is putting their lives on the line. And families of police officers think that their loved one is not going to come home. It is just one mess after another. This nothing, you know, got solved in the last few days. You know, if you have a medical event, I was told as a kid, because my grandfather was a police officer, if you have any sort of medical issue, the last place you want to be, you know, is in jail. Don't be in jail, because you are not going to be able to have the paramedics come to get you. You're not going to be in that position where you could get medical care. What got exposed during the Derek Chauvin trial was if you're having a medical event or if you need medical care, you might not get that under police custody. And then police, are police required to provide, do they have to now be trained for providing medical care? How come four police officers couldn't restrain one man? See, all these issues are bringing up. We are having a restraint problem. We are having a crime problem. We are having a mental illness problem. We have a girl, a teenager, that was stabbing a bunch of other kids. She got shot by police. This was in Columbus, Ohio. There's riots. But why is a teenager stabbing other kids? There are so many issues that have been brought up. You know, why didn't Derek Chauvin move the knee when people were begging him to let George Floyd breathe? So many issues that are going to be unfortunately overshadowed by some of the other topics that the media wants to talk about. And I look at what happened as this could keep happening. This could keep happening. The crime's not going away. The lack of support, you know, that for our law enforcement or our medical first responders isn't there. How many times are they on a scene where they have to administer care in a very dangerous setting? It's so tragic. So for those of us that are kind of anxious about the future, and, you know, these are some of the pieces that aren't getting addressed or resolved. The 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't hold.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there were some protests. Apparently, last night, there were some people eating dinner in Brooklyn, and they were just eating dinner, and they were approached by protesters who were heckling them. Apparently, it was at a Brooklyn taqueria, Mexican restaurant. They call it a taqueria, maybe just tacos, a Maya taqueria. And apparently, a demonstrator was telling the owners of that restaurant to get the blank out of New York. Now, I'm not sure why they targeted this restaurant. I'm not sure what's going on. But one of my listeners who wants to be anonymous is concerned about the being called out and being outed for, you know, not, shall we say, being a part of a protest or a riot. So remember there was a restaurant where some people were dining and they were eating, and it was during one of the protests during last summer, and she was sitting at a cafe with a friend, and protesters came up mad that they were not a part of the protest, and she said, but I have been a part of the protest. I protested yesterday. I'm just eating now. So people are very concerned about mobs. They're concerned about mob rule. They're concerned about being outed. Many of us donate to charities, donate to American Red Cross or to United Way or the Blind Children's Foundation or, you know, a whole variety of things. Well, a Virginia cop had donated money anonymously to Kyle Rittenhouse's legal fund. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse was the 18-year-old who, during a protest, killed two protesters and wounded a third. And apparently the person who gave the anonymous donation, it was $25, was a police officer from Virginia. He was outed because there was a hack into the software that showed the anonymous donations, and he's been fired. So this is being reported by Daily Mail. Norfolk Police Lieutenant William Kelly has lost his job after a hack revealed the names of those who gave money to help with the 18-year-old costs of his legal fees. Now, Rittenhouse is accused of killing two protesters and wounding a third, accused during a demonstration against police brutality in Wisconsin last August 25th. Now, Kelly was second in command in the Norfolk Police Department's Internal Affairs Division. And apparently, in his anonymous post, he had written, God bless, thank you for your courage, keep your head up, you've done nothing wrong. He said, every rank and file police officer supports you, don't be discouraged by actions of the political class of law enforcement leadership. So city manager reviewed the results of an internal investigation and have concluded that his actions are in violation of city and departmental policies. They said his egregious comments erode the trust between the Norfolk Police Department and those who he is sworn to serve. Now, whether you agree with the decision for him to donate to the legal fund or not, that's not, you know, what's up for debate. But causing concern is if you, let's say, donate anonymously to Chris Christie, who has been suggesting that he wants to run in 2024, President Trump, who may run in 2024. Pete Buttigieg, or Ocasio-Cortez. If you donate anonymously, and they have the ability, the hackers, to out you and publish your name somewhere, where's your privacy? Now, was it, I love the show Will and Grace, but wasn't it Deborah Messing who had wanted... This was a few years ago, and I could be misquoting, but she had wanted those that donated to Donald Trump's campaign to be outed and a list be made public. All right, this type of behavior is not something we do in America. You might disagree with somebody donating to Rittenhouse or to President Trump or to Ocasio-Cortez, but the idea of outing somebody so they could be attacked or they could face consequences. I mean, if somebody commits a crime, rapes somebody, you want that person to not be in society. But these are personal choices people have. You might not agree with them, but these are personal choices. And, you know, are these scare tactics? I mean, there are people that want to donate to Derek Chauvin's appeal. Will those people be outed? And will the fear of them losing their job prevent them from wanting to donate, right, to that fund? Or vice versa, to donate to the George Floyd Family Fund, for costs for the funeral and, you know, things like that. Past tense, but, you know, it's an issue that is making a lot of people feel uneasy. Now, one of your emails is, why was a murder charge applied to Derek Chauvin and not just manslaughter? Well, again, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not the best person to answer this, but the judge had clarified with the defense that in the state of Minnesota, the murder charge doesn't necessarily have to show intent. Like first-degree murder, you're like, I'm going to kill somebody, plan on kill somebody, I am going to kill you. Or I am going to take my gun, I am going to take my knees, suffocate you, I'm going to take a knife, I am going to stab you, that's like a first-degree murder charge. With second and third degree, they didn't have to show the intent that the officer wanted to kill. They just had to show the intent that he wanted to put him in that position with his knee, and that the knee restraint was not legal. That's where that charge came into play, which was why the jury very quickly deliberated. Once the day before that was specified, then they didn't have to argue on if it was his intent to kill. Was his intent to put the knee on George Floyd's neck to restrain him? If that intent was there, then in Minnesota law qualified for the second degree and third degree murder charges. So that there's, yeah, and again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm sure a lawyer, if there are any attorneys out there, would love to hear from you, or police officers would love to hear from you. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, the average, police officer out there did not agree with what the techniques used, but we have many people out there concerned that if they are in a situation where they restrain somebody, or this particular case of Columbus where somebody was stabbing somebody and the officer tried to stop her from killing somebody, if their police department is going to have their back, is the community going to have their back? And when you have people who have sworn to protect and serve and are being lumped into, all cops are bad, or all cops, are going to want to kill you, how many are going to want to continue to protect and serve? And as we see crime go up, as we don't see a lot of people volunteer to want to put their lives on the line for a simple traffic stop, or for any sort of this, that we're going to talk about this stabbing. This happened in broad daylight. A teenager had a knife and was lunging after other people. This was in broad daylight in a neighborhood that, people want to protect and serve, but they do that because they want to protect and serve. They want to make a difference. They want to help the community. They want to please the community. I hear doctors would leave in droves the medical field, and many of them surrounded the malpractice crisis. When patients would sue them for things that happened, and they had devoted their lives, put their lives on the line, exposed themselves to every infectious disease out there to take care of patients, for somebody to want them ruined, not want them, in existence, not want them to continue practicing, they left. Many doctors out there said, I'm out of here. So, yeah, it's definitely not an easy time. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, found guilty of murder and manslaughter Tuesday, will be sentenced in 8 weeks. He will remain in jail awaiting sentencing. 22 coronavirus patients in India who are on ventilators have died after an oxygen tanker leaked at their hospital. Numerous reports are saying 22 people have died due to the interrupted supply of oxygen on Wednesday at the Zakir Hussain Hospital in the city of Nashik. Nashik is about 80 miles northeast of Mumbai. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned against provoking his country in his annual State of the Union speech Wednesday, promising a swift retaliation against anyone who crossed Russia's red lines. Putin said Moscow will respond harshly, quickly, and asymmetrically to foreign provocations. Russia has been building up its military along the Ukrainian border for several weeks. We are USA Radio News. A police officer in Columbus, Ohio, has shot dead a 16-year-old girl while responding to an emergency call over an attempted stabbing on Tuesday. The teenager is identified as Makia Bryant. Columbus police have released body cam footage, which appears to show the girl attacking others with a knife before being shot. An inquiry is underway with officials urging local residents to remain calm. The officer involved, who has not been named, has been placed on administrative leave. The markets are showing some signs of exhaustion. Most major parts of the market have run up significantly in the past month, but there is a growing concern that we are at peak everything. That is peak earnings growth, peak economic data, and peak reopening. It should be noted that the Standard & Poor's 500 is up 76% from a year ago, but we've had bear markets before, but we've never had this type of rally in such a short period of time. The cooling of the speculative market and a sudden change in interest rates has proven to be an uphill battle for the speculative corner of the market. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So as we talk about public health crises, whether it's in the context of COVID, whether Dr. Fauci had brought up gun violence, public health crises just haunt us in so many facets, different facets, and our homeless population and people being homeless and not having a place to live or get medical care and provide breeding grounds for disease is a public health crisis. And so in Los Angeles, a judge has ordered that all homeless people on Skid Row must be offered housing by the fall. Now, this order comes in response to a federal lawsuit filed last year by several citizens, business owners, and community leaders who argue that officials have failed to address the homeless crisis in Los Angeles. Tents are lining full city blocks. Makeshift shelters cramp under, you know, the street overpasses. And U.S. Judge, District Judge David Carter said Los Angeles has lost its parks, beaches, schools, sidewalks, and highway systems due to the inaction of city and county officials who have left our homeless citizens with no other place to turn. Now, the judge's filing follows on Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti's announcing his budget for the next fiscal year, in which he vowed to dedicate $1 billion towards homelessness. Now, in 2020 alone, there were 1,383 homeless people who died, and an estimated five more die each day. Now, the order states specific actions for the public streets of Skid Row, home to one of the nation's biggest concentrations of homeless people. And according to the brief, city and county officials must offer and provide shelter to their general population within 180 days on or before October 18th. Unaccompanied women and children need to be given housing within 90 days. I would say children, you got to get them housed immediately. There should not be any children out there on the streets. They need to be found and helped immediately. That's, wow. That's, yeah, and especially, this I think has also come into, you know, light as California is grappling with where to move migrant children, many of them teenagers, but still, migrant children are coming to the country in droves. And California has been asking foster homes and anybody willing to take the kids. What about some of the current homeless children already that's out there? So it's unfortunately a very, very tragic situation. So Garcetti said, calling it an unprecedented pace, he said he would not comment on the order before fully understanding how the judge envisions the timeline successfully happening. So, yes, it would be nice to house everybody, but where is that going to happen? Especially if already California, not sure what's happening in Texas, but California is grappling with where do they put the migrant kids. It doesn't look like you have a lot of homes offering to take kids, which means they are going to have institutions that are staffed, that money's coming in with beds and food and school and, I mean, you know, as we're going to absorb kids, whether they be the homeless kids, which shouldn't be, or the migrant kids, which also shouldn't be, that we shouldn't be having kids travel by themselves across countries to land in another country by themselves. Unfortunately, this is the situation we're facing. Who would have thunk? What is the actual plan? So Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Fuhrer also withheld comment on the plan. He said, we just received this massive order from Judge Carter. We are reviewing it as I speak today, and we'll have more to say about it in the near future. But today I will just indicate that we're still analyzing the court's ruling. So Carter's order is a move to restructure and reform the housing needs in L.A. The judge has criticized various California officials for not making enough effort. They say despite frequent acknowledgments of the emergency nature of homelessness in L.A., city and county efforts to address the problem continue to be mired in corruption and plagued by lack of transparency. I got to tell you, he's got some guts. The judge said bureaucrats create statistics trumpeting their efficiency and success to the public, but none of this has led to accountability or solutions. Now, funding has increased to various housing programs and initiatives, but L.A.'s homeless population is increasing as well. So according to the data produced by the LAHSA, in 2020, more than 66,000 people in L.A. were experiencing homelessness. In the past year, there was a 12.7% increase in the rate of people experiencing homelessness. So he says all the rhetoric, promises, plans, budgeting cannot obscure the shameful reality of the crisis. Now, in May, the judge ordered Los Angeles City and county to humanely relocate into a shelter homeless people living near freeway overpasses, underpasses, ramps, and provide alternative housing option. So, yeah, if there are budget allocations, then what has this money been spent on? What sort of facilities? What, you know, are they? Now, I understand some facilities can't house them. They might feed them. And you have, you know, food banks and you know, areas where people could get clothes. But these people need shelter. And if they don't have a place to go, then they are going to find whatever shelter they can. And, you know, police might say, you can't be here. Well, then where do they go? You know, as a physician in training, you would have homeless people come in all the time, and they had medical issues, but not, shall we say, emergent medical issues, some of them, but they would say they had an emergency because they could get fed. The hospital, I mean, winter gets really cold, you know, in the desert, and so they'd be able to be warm and get fed and get care while, you know, being in the ER until they had to be discharged. So, you know, homeless populations have been a struggle for many cities and counties and states, and it never appears to be adequate enough because it's, you know, if you house them, you know, you have to provide security to other homeless people. You don't want people getting raped and, you know, killed. And you also have people that are homeless that are going through withdrawal from drugs. You have people who are homeless that have infectious disease, like we saw with the hepatitis A outbreak that had just ravaged so many populations, homeless populations, years ago. And it just spread like wildfire. In fact, one of the theories was California had gone to no plastic bags and had made a rule to stop plastic bags, so at grocery stores you had to use paper and or have a recyclable tote. Well, homeless people were using those bags to poop in. They would take a can, line the can with the bag, poop in the can, and then be able to take the bag and dump it. So when the so some of the city officials had said what happened with our plastic bag, now if they can't get plastic bags from the garbage, that, you know, because people throw away their plastic bags, then unfortunately they were spreading disease because they didn't have that plastic as a barrier to throw out excrement. So now you can get plastic bags. You have to pay for them. You know, you have to pay for a bag when you go to California. Somebody's like, you know, would you like a bag? It's like, of course I'd like a bag. That's nice of you to ask. Well, I didn't realize they were charging. So people are able to access bags now, plastic bags that you could dispose of. But 66,000 people, and that's just in L.A. alone, you know, that's unfortunately a breeding ground. Now, people have asked, why hasn't the homeless population been as afflicted with COVID? Well, those numbers are hard to count. We didn't see COVID spread to that degree. Maybe it's because there was some immunity. But the other thing, too, also is, unfortunately, if somebody did get COVID and they were homeless, they might not have made it to the hospital. So some of the homeless deaths that might not have been counted as COVID could have been. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you sick of COVID? Tired of hearing, wear a mask, social distance, close your business? That's a major problem in everyone's life. What's the solution? How about 99.9% decontaminated air in every building? How about 99.9% decontaminated surfaces, such as doorknobs, stairway railings, walls, tables, and desks? How about all that decontamination happening in 3 minutes? Safe Air Network does all that. We have the only purification technology that purifies not only the air, but also all the surfaces. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com. That's SafeAirNetwork.com. And check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote. That's 503-585-5582.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we get into the COVID headlines, let's talk about some other diseases that are out there. I mean, yeah, there are other issues that, you know, it's not just COVID. There are other pathogens. And one is a fungus that we've seen on the rise. And many of you guys have heard about it. It's called Valley Fever. Valley Fever is not what the 1980s Valley Girls would get. Valley Fever is a fungal infection that could kill. And we see it mostly in the Southwest, but you could see it as far north as Washington, as far east as East Texas. And it's a pretty bad bug. Unfortunately, it's so bad that an 18-year-old just died in southern Nevada of Valley Fever. California has seen a huge rise in cases. From 2016 to 2018, San Francisco Gate reports a 46% jump in cases from 2016. So what is Valley Fever? So Valley Fever is not a bacteria. It's not a virus. It's an infection caused by coccidiomycosis, which is a fungal infection that you could get from breathing in spores. Now, how common is it? Well, cases are rising. I don't have data from 2019 or 2020. 2020 is going to be a little tough to get data. But in 2018, the CDC, which is the latest they have posted on this, there were 15,611 cases of Valley Fever reported to the CDC. Most of them lived in Arizona or California. And the rates of Valley Fever were highest among people who were over 60 years old. Now, it causes an estimated 15 to 30% of the community-acquired pneumonias seen in that area. But many providers may not test for it, so it could be underreported. So when somebody has a pneumonia, you know, they might get antibiotics, they might, you know, say, well, it's walking pneumonia, here, take this. And some people might be able to fight Valley Fever on their own. But if they're not actually getting a culture, a sputum culture, or a test to see if they have it, then we don't know. So cases were higher in 2011. Now, it could be because it might have been a wetter year, 2011, 2012. But then by 2013, cases dropped by about half. And then they started to creep up. Actually, even by 2014, they dropped. But over the past few years, they've been creeping up. 2015, there were about 11,000 cases. 2016, about 12. 2017, 14,300. 2018, 15,006. Again, we don't have the 2019 numbers. The 2020 numbers are going to be difficult. So mild symptoms could mimic allergies. It could look like mild COVID. So there could be more cases, but if people don't feel that sick, they're not going to get tested. And in 2020, many people would call telemedicine and say, yeah, you know, I got a cough. No, I've been having, you know, sniffles. I don't feel well. And we're like, well, go get tested. Go get tested for COVID. No, I don't want to do that because I have to miss work. So why has there been a spike? Why are we seeing Valley Fever now be an issue? Well, so a few years back, they think, well, maybe what happened is there was more rain. And with more rain, you get more moisture environments, more green environments, so the spores can thrive more. But then we've had a drought over the last few years. I mean, overall, we've had a drought, but, and when there's a drought and you have plants that die off, you have more dust. It's also gotten more windy. Then you do have more people moving inland. So even though Valley Fever can span as high up as Washington State, you know, as far west as California, but then all the way as far east to East Texas, you have people leaving California in droves because the taxes, because of, you know, recession and, you know, all sorts of issues. So as they move east, now you have more people. So then you could have more people affected and more people diagnosed. So who's at risk of Valley Fever? Well, if you're immunocompromised, because this is a fungus, for a fungus to be able to grow, you not having the best immune system could unfortunately be an issue. Let's say you had a transplant, let's say you have HIV, that could be an issue. Diabetes can immunocompromise you to some degree. If you're older, and then of course if you live in the Southwest U.S., so what are the symptoms? Well, you could have a cough, you could have a fever, you could have chest pain, you could have difficulty breathing, you could have muscle aches, you could have chills, you could have sweats, you could have joint aches, and you could even have a rash. Again, sounds identical to COVID. So don't be surprised if you see those numbers not appear high last year or this year because, again, people are assuming you have COVID until proven otherwise. But chronic coccidiomycosis or chronic Valley Fever could resemble tuberculosis. You might be coughing up blood, have blood in your sputum. You might be losing weight. You might even have lung nodules on chest x-ray. And then there's even a disseminated coccidiomycosis, where the fungal infection disseminates through the body. It can affect your organs, like your liver, your bones, your skin, your brain, your heart. So what do? How do we treat you? Well, we usually give you an antifungal, like fluconazole. And you might be on it for months. Some people, though, if it's mild, they don't need treatment. Many people have had valley fever and have no idea. They just responded on their own, which is interesting. So when I have patients that call into telemedicine and they have a cough, they have, you know, shortness of breath, you know, they feel like they're coughing up some blood, things like that, I'm like, okay, go get checked. This could be a pneumonia. This could be, no, I'm fine. It's not COVID. It's not pneumonia. I'm not having a fever. I'm not, and I go, but, you know, look, maybe it's a fungus. Maybe it's a mold. All right, you know, you're coughing, you're having, it could be valley fever. Because I see patients in Arizona and Nevada. And no, it's not that. How do you know? So like I said, we could do cultures, we could look for antibodies. So there's things we could do. And it's just something to think about. Because what we're dealing with right now, which we're going to be talking about, is we are seeing reinfection with COVID. We are seeing cases of people who were vaccinated still get COVID. We knew this was going to happen. Not a lot. We were expecting a very, very small population. But we are seeing fully vaccinated people get COVID. We are still seeing having people cough, you know, body aches, fever. Yesterday, older woman called in to telemedicine. The company, fever, cough, low-grade fever, cough, very tired, body aches. Like, you got to get tested for COVID. You know, and if you're COVID negative, you know, or you might want to go to an urgent care because if the fatigue is from something else or you're getting pneumonia, I don't want you waiting 2-3 days for a COVID test. And then we're in allergy season. All we're doing is sneezing and coughing. All I'm hearing is sneezes and coughs. I'm like, you okay? But like, it's not COVID. I'm like, I know, but it sounds like allergies. That doesn't sound really fun. So it's, you know, what happened with COVID, there will be some good that comes out of it in terms of us being, you know, aware of microbes, maybe us being a little bit more clean with hand washing, maybe us not breathing on each other. And we might, in the upcoming years, maybe see less flu deaths as we aren't going to be as germy around others. But COVID has also, I think, deleteriously affected our approach with infectious disease and other pathogens because we are having such an underdiagnosis. People not wanting to be diagnosed with COVID, people not wanting to go in and get exposed to COVID, are trying to deal with medical issues on their own. Well, I had a patient call in, a little infant. Her infant was really sick. And I go, you know, has the baby seen the doctor yet? No, because we don't want to get COVID. I'm like, your child's really sick. You got to take, somebody's got to see the kid. They're you know, and it could be an excuse. I mean, I put off getting my mammogram. Well, you know, COVID. Yeah, I mean, we put stuff off, but if your kid's sick, kid's got to get seen. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.